It's hard when when parents get up in age and kind of the roles change and the folks that you think are superheroes and you find out that they're human and how special they are. So definitely it's neat. I think for me and my mom, she stayed at home and was always around for my sister and I. And could have chose a career, but chose to stay home. And was definitely faithful and always there for my sister and I. And was a good example as a parent. Not perfect, but always a good example for my sister and I. And so I am thankful for my mom. And as Mother's Day approaches, don't forget to wish your moms happy Mother's Day. Even if they're not here, just wish your mom a happy Mother's Day. It's important. Your wife, mom's job is not easy, and it's not it's one of those things where it's like I go to work in the morning, and I leave my job and leave the nonsense there. Mom's kind of put up with the nonsense 24 hours, 7 days a week, so they do a lot for us. And as Mother's Day approaches, don't forget to wish your wife a happy Mother's Day or your mom a happy Mother's Day, and don't forget to celebrate their time. All right, good question tonight. I know maybe a hard question to answer, but I still think it's good. I think it's good to think about. Want to say again thanks to all those that participated in the set here this past Saturday. Everybody did a fantastic job. Every 214 that I've seen, every paperwork that I've seen that has been turned in, phenomenal. Just time-stamped perfectly, documented, well-written. And, I think that, honestly, you guys did a phenomenal job, an awesome job. I'll tell you, wouldn't want to be a part of any other group. This group right here, this Macomb County group, this is awesome. You guys are awesome. You guys rock this out, and I am so proud to be a part of this team. And so I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for participating, for getting involved, even if it was for like an hour or so. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate what you guys have done. And the willingness to get out there and drive, or to go virtual and take reports or take assignments, break for time. So again, thank you. Definitely appreciate you guys. I talked to Max. He's the Oxcom director, and he said he will have the points out here hopefully either later today, tomorrow, or Monday. So. As soon as I get those, I'll let you guys know, and we'll know where we sit. Definitely want to say thanks, hopefully in October we can do another one. And we're going to try to do some more things here this summer. Here we're going to try to do WinLink, like I said, just waiting on my contact to confirm a day. Once I hear back from him, we'll get something set up, and we'll let you guys know. And hopefully, maybe we'll do some tabletop drills, or we'll get out there and play radio and try to do more stuff like the set. So be ready and watch your emails. And if you know of anybody that is just wanting something to do, send them our way. We would love to grow our group. Right now we're sitting at 26 members, and would love to get more in there. Right at that teeter point where we're going to have to upgrade our mass notification system, so I would love to do that. So let's try to get to the 30 number mark if we can. Definitely appreciate you guys. Also looking at doing a picnic this summer. So hopefully maybe in July we can set something up, do a family picnic, bring out your gear, maybe we'll activate a park or something like that. That's kind of the drive here this summer. Take it easy, but also we want to stay active. We want to try to get involved. Also, don't forget here, next Thursday will be our meeting. It'll be in person, 7 o'clock at the Macomb ISD building. I'll get you guys the address to that and the room, and I'll make sure I send out the correct room number this time. We'll get you guys hooked up there, and hopefully we'll have a great turnout for that meeting. All right, are there any late check-ins that would like to check into the net? Go ahead and give your call sign slowly and phonetically, followed by your name and what city you're in or what county you're in.